This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now,
the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, we're in the middle of this April wacky weather season. Yesterday, a lot of storms rolled through, and then today, more storms are projected. If you have friends in like the Nashville area, tornadoes are hitting like right now, currently. So the weather's been crazy out there. So make sure you guys are being safe. Hannah, I know you're probably locked in on the local news yesterday, watching it all day.
Yeah, I was locked in. Unfortunately, the storms came like right at the time I go to the gym, so I just had to literally stand at the window with my gym bag and just wait for it to pass. But luckily, everything was safe. Nothing got damaged. My car was in the garage again in case there was hail.
Really? You took the garage spot again?
I did.
Wow. We all know how we felt about it last time. We still feel the same about it.
Yep.
Kevin, I know you were watching the local news yesterday all day. How was your area?
My area, it was the same thing. It was weird. It was like quick weather. We got hail.
Yeah, it was super quick.
We got a little bit of hail for like 2 or 3 minutes. My car was outside because it's the one with the most miles, so that's where it goes now.
Because he's a nice person. Yeah,
yes.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes, exactly. Yep. But, you know, and then a lot of standing water. Like, it was like, because it like rained like literally, I don't know, maybe about 6 minutes straight of just like, oh, that's a deluge. Here we go. Okay. And then it's like, oh, it's all gone.
For sure.
Crazy.
Besides the weather, how was everyone's day yesterday? Anyone do anything fun? I was on the road to recovery because my kids have been out sick. And so was my wife, actually. Everyone was sick except for me. So we're just kind of like trying to catch up. When you like are sick and then like do nothing, the place gets messy. Life is messy. So you're just trying to, I was like a catch up day. How was your day, Hannah?
Good. I had a catch-up day on rest, I guess.
Oh, nice. That was beautiful.
Do you feel like you have to like Lysol your whole house now?
Yeah, I mean, you have to do like a deep cleaning, yes. You feel like everything has to be cleaned up pretty heavily.
Mm.
So yeah, that was fun.
Is that surprising to you?
Yeah.
No, I just, I'm basically asking to make sure he did
it. You sound very like,
I was
going like,
to say, it was
like, did you?
We'll eventually cover like the Chapel Roan thing of like, oh, how she talked about how her friends like are in hell with kids. That's how you sound like.
I refer me to Chapel Roan. That's so offensive.
I was so napping, and do you have to Lysol your house? Ill.
That's not how I meant it to come.
I just spent the whole day sleeping. What did you have to do? Do you have to Lysol your house? Ill.
I don't know. I didn't do anything yesterday.
Kids?
Yeah.
My God.
Let's get the show started. Is that cool, or do you need me to Lysol?
Ew.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, for the good news today, we got some special guests in the studio. My man Zeus is here.
You're the founder of Stars in the Sky Foundation, yes, correct? Talk a little bit about that and what you got coming up this weekend.
Cool. So I created this nonprofit organization called the Stars in the Sky Foundation, and it's really just focusing on the arts, man, just inspiring youth through the arts. We do a lot of different programs. We raise money, take the kids on trips. So you got a lot of kids in our community that never been, really, that never left St. Louis. Some mm-hmm. of them never left their neighborhood. So we just create funds, man, and create an opportunity where we can take them places and do cool stuff with them, create memories.
And the event this weekend is the Slam Jam.
Yes,
18th. And this is a big-time event coming up.
Man.
I know you got Ayanis Love. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
All right, so talk about the event. How can people get involved? What can people do to help out with what's going on this weekend?
If you want to support, man, definitely follow us on Instagram at the Stars in the Sky Foundation. It's STARRS in the Sky, SKYY Foundation. If you want to make a donation, if you just want to come out, the game is at Gateway Legacy Christian Academy in Florissant. It's this Sunday, April the 6th. We got halftime performances, food, vendors. Ayanis Love is going to be there all the way from L.A. Like I said, you can come show up 2 p.m., make a donation. Mm-hmm. If you can't come to the event, you just want to support us, you can hit me up on Instagram as Zeus Rebel Waters at the Stars in the Sky Foundation, or you can even call our hotline 314-374-3307.
Zeus, we appreciate you. The Slam Jam this Sunday. Yes. Come on out. Check it out.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Alex, you run the office pool. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Mad Madness. That's where people were locked in on. Who is the sexiest man in America? And the results are in. Hannah ranked her top 8. AB ranked her top 8. We think. We didn't even know if those guys existed. 8 guys. Mm-hmm. We knew one name. And that was Zac Efron. He made it to the championship match. And he squared off against Hannah's big time crush, Patrick Dempsey. Who was Hannah's number 2 seed, by the way, right?
Mm-hmm. I think Zac Efron might have been my number 2.
I think it was your 4.
Oh.
I think it actually might have been both 4. I think Dylan O'Brien was your number 2.
Yeah, I don't know.
No. You don't even know where you rank them?
We don't know the rankings anymore.
They're all hot. Top 8. It was Zac Efron versus Patrick Dempsey. Votes came in. Zac Efron is America's sexiest man.
Wow. How about that?
Way to go, Zac. Baloney. Against all odds.
God. Guys, I was completely shocked. When AB brought in her 8, we really had to Google almost every guy she brought in. We're like,
what? Everyone was making fun of me, being like, you're going to get smoked. Like, you have no chance against Hannah. Look at me now.
Well, Hannah did have 3 of the top 4, but then all you need is one horse. Yep. And all you there need you is one wildcat.
I honestly blame myself for Zach winning because I didn't rig the system like I should have.
You didn't vote on like 12 Instagrams?
And I didn't use my burner accounts. I got lazy.
How many burner accounts do you have?
Don't worry about it. I should have used my burner.
You just thought you were going to win it. You thought it was an easy.
Yeah,
when you saw her 8 guys, you thought.
Yeah, I just thought McDreamy was in the bag, but he's not.
I mean, like 6 of them were gay. We thought there's no way she was going to win.
Yeah, I don't know. Here we are.
Here we are. Yes. Okay. But in the end, do we think that Zac Efron is the hottest guy?
No.
Are we shocked by that?
Troy Bolton,
You think so? I think that, not Troy Bolton, because I think that's weird.
I'm not saying
Wavy hair, Troy Bolton.
I don't even know who that is.
Like
Alex.
High School Musical.
Troy
Zac
Bolton
Efron.
That's
who
character.
She thinks the hottest guy ever is.
He was good looking back. Yeah, in the High School Musical days, it was like...
He was
I
think like from when he did Neighbors, I think when he did The Greatest
Neighbors
Showman.
Neighbors is too frivolous. Greatest Showman. When he's dressed up in the suit.
Yeah.
I do think he's a top fiver. I think for me, like Ryan Gosling, we didn't have in there or anything like that. So I do think of the list, I was surprised. I thought Riley Green was like the new it guy.
Yeah.
When he got upset, I did think, man, maybe Zac Efron's got a chance.
I didn't think Riley Green had a chance.
You didn't?
No.
What?
I still don't think people know who he is.
That's what
Zac Efron is a bigger name.
So you think
that's a good point. Yeah, no doubt about it.
And they both look good with their shirts off. So that's like people are like, that's all they care about. Like, who looks good with their shirt off and which name do I know? Mm-hmm. And that's how the people have spoken.
The polls are open. Brett, better keep it. Brett,
better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to put 2 minutes on the clock. We know you're busy. Probably don't have time to be checking the internet as you're driving your kids to school and things like that. So we'll check the internet for you. I'll read a headline. Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Like Dolly Parton's getting her own Jolene's.
Oh, what are the Jolene's?
They're gonna
undergarments?
No, they're going to be new jeans. Jolene's. You know, for the song Jolene, I love this. It's actually partnering with Khloe Kardashian's label, Good American. So they're going to be like real nice jeans. But I love Dolly's quote. They make any butt look good, especially if you got a good butt. They like you look great. If you got an okay butt, you'll still look great.
I thought it was going to be like butt enhancing underwear, like a bombshell push-up bra, but I'm good with the jeans.
Jolene is just a perfect name for it.
So perfect.
When do we drink most of our water?
When?
After 3 o'clock in the afternoon. People load up on water, I guess. They just start getting hydrated. Like halfway through the day, they're like, I need to hydrate. And they just start slamming water.
I thought it would be in the middle of the night.
I do think I get thirsty in the middle of the night. But I think most people drink coffee early in the morning and they forget to hydrate. And then afternoon crash, they start chugging some water. Butterfingers, first new flavor in 10 years is going to be hitting the shelves.
They haven't had a new flavor in forever because they're just not good. Keep it moving.
Kevin's offended. Why are you going to take shots at Butterfingers?
Nope.
The poor candy bar just catching strays from Hannah.
Ouch.
What's the number one thing that comes between you and the neighbors?
What?
Dogs.
Makes sense.
Yeah, the average.
Yeah, AB will stand firm on that.
They said the average neighbor dispute is over barking dogs because they can hear the dogs. The dogs are making a lot of noise because they're just too close to each other in proximity. A plumber didn't get paid, so we went back and did this.
Uh-oh. What?
Reclogged the pipe.
I mean, makes sense.
A restaurant in Indiana didn't pay a plumber for cleaning the pipe, so he went back the next day, just clogged it again, said, hey, cough up the money or I'm going to keep this thing clogged.
I support that.
You know what? Yeah, I'm with the plumber.
All right.
Clog it up.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Tiffany, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful. Do you feel like you're going to beat Hannah today at Hannah's homeschool?
I'm going to try.
Do better
than
try.
We love a good try.
No, you're going to beat her. Say, I'm going to kick her ass. You're too nice. Yeah, she's too nice.
She won't say
all right, Hannah, leave the room. We're going to pump Tiffany up. We're going to be her hype girls, okay? Hannah's going to leave. Tiffany, we're going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Let's see how you do. Ty does go towards Hannah, okay?
Okay.
All right, name the country music star that hosted Saturday Night Live and walked off before it even ended.
Luke Bryan.
Okay, I feel like the story was everywhere, Tiffany, and you did not get it correct, just so you know.
I'm blanking on who it is, too.
Oh, my God, he's the biggest tool in...
Morgan Wallen!
No.
That's right, the one that likes to throw chairs.
Yeah.
At least we'll give you half a point for bringing up the chair throwing. Name one of the teams in the Final Four.
I don't know.
Okay. Megan Fox just had a baby with her ex. Who is the baby's dad?
Machine Gun Kelly.
We got one. There we go. Sadly, we lost Val Kilmer. He famously played what character in Top Gun?
Maverick? Not Maverick. Goose?
Not Goose.
No, not Goose.
All right.
Okay.
Sydney Sweeney was seen at her co-star's wedding from Nobody Wants This. Who was her co-star in that movie?
I don't know this one either. I feel like I'm off.
It's okay. Do you want to phone a friend that maybe is on?
Sure.
Pick somebody. Kevin or AB?
AB.
Glenn Powell.
Yes. All right. She didn't even hesitate for you. Way to come through for a friend.
Yep.
All right. We got 2.5 points. We'll see how Hannah does. We gave you the half point just for mentioning Morgan Wallen through a chair because he's a tool. All right. One song away.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. Tiffany, who was feeling off her game, bounce back a little bit late in the game. Tiffany, tell her how many questions you got right.
2.5
2.5
I love a good halvesy.
Yeah, we gave her a halvesy because she just brought up stuff about certain people that we just love to hear. I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions. She's got to get at least 2.5 correct. Name the country music star that hosted Saturday Night Live.
Morgan Wallen,
that walked off before it ended. We gave her a half a point because she brought up that he's a tool that throws chairs. She couldn't remember his name.
Moving forward.
Yep. Hannah loves Morgan Wallen. Name one of the teams in the Final Four.
Duke.
Yes. Look at you with your sports questions.
Mm-hmm. Big sports girl.
Yep. Megan Fox just had a baby with her ex. Who is the baby's dad?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Sadly, we lost Val Kilmer. He played what character in Top Gun? Why are you?
Come on.
I want to say something, but it's not right. I know it's not right. And I've seen this movie multiple times. I want to say, like, ice pick, toothpick, but I know that's not right.
No, it's not pick. You were very close with ice.
Ice pick.
Iceman.
Iceman.
Yeah.
Good old ice pick over there.
Anna, you can be my wingman most of the time.
Yeah.
And then Sydney Sweeney was seen at her co-star's wedding from Nobody Wants This. Who was her co-star in that movie?
Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
Spicy.
5 out of 5 for Hannah. Tiffany, she did bring it. She even got the ice pick, Iceman.
Toothpick.
Tiffany, a good fight, but you could say this is Tiffany and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Tiffany and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's give it the question for the Mega Mind question of the day. Average American says they do this once a day. What is it, Hannah?
I'm going to do something I definitely know AB and Kevin do daily. I'm going to say watch TV.
Watch TV. Ooh, average American says at least watch 1 hour, 1 little bit of TV a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's something, and I might be stealing AB's answer. I think the average American prays.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Once a day? That was definitely your answer, right, AB?
That actually wasn't my answer.
I know. That's okay. But most of you are like, yeah, of course. Yeah. Alex?
I'm going to say the average American does some sort of cleaning task around their house once a day.
All right. Tidy up.
I'm going to say they talk on the phone once a day.
Once a day.
Ooh.
All right. No one got it, but really good guesses. I feel like something they, because a lot of those things, maybe watch TV, that probably is true. People watch TV, but it's like an indulging thing. They indulge in this once per day. What is it that the average American indulges in once per day?
That answer's coming away in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Average American says they do this once a day. I said it's something we indulge in. What do we do once a day?
Patty says drink a nice little soda. Jen says read a book. Hunter says driving. Jewel says eat junk food. Clay says scroll social media. Grandma's gang texted in and said eating dessert. Brushing your teeth. Teacher Suzanne says drink a glass of wine.
Get it, Teacher Suzanne.
Sisters Olivia and Margot say have a beer.
Good answers. Was right off the bat with Patty. Indulge in a nice soda after a long day.
Yeah. Crack open Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper for Hannah. Alex with his Diet Coke.
Love the Diet Coke, yeah.
Are you still trying to get off the Diet Coke?
Trying to wean myself off
a bit. How's that going?
I had 1 total last week. So
wow, that's great.
It was better than I thought. I just went down to 1 a day.
Mega Minds.
Don't adjust your radio. We're about to talk stock market stuff. You're like, what? On the Brett Mega Show? Huh? Like, yep. I told you, we talk about everything here on the show. And Kevin's got some stock issues that he's bringing to the show. So you brought it to the perfect place,
he's
Kevin.
He's got out a packet.
Yeah, he's got a packet of stocks.
I got a packet. Kevin. I got a massive packet in the mail over from the Letter of Election and Transmittal Office to exchange shares of Class B common stock of Paramount Global.
Whoa,
this
what does that
Paramount.
Mean?
This is the Paramount company.
I got Paramount app, man. I like Paramount.
That owns CBS, that owns Paramount
Survivor.
Plus, that used to own at one time this radio station.
Paramount did?
Yes.
Oh, the CBS company.
CBS used to own it.
I got that giant thing in the mail the other
week. So you got it too?
I did. I was like, what? I thought it was a movie script.
Yeah, I did too. I was
like, well, this is cool. You know, it's from Paramount. Maybe, you know, when I open it up, I'm like, well, okay, there's no lines in here.
Yeah. But apparently, if you used to work for CBS Radio, you got this massive thing because we apparently have stock in that company and they're selling it off. Yeah, or it's going to stay with Paramount. Okay. Now I know that stock market's up and down and it's crazy, but it's like they don't tell you how much money you got in it. They don't tell you
so
how
you
much.
So you don't even know. So
it's a gamble.
Yeah, they give you an opportunity to cash out, but I'm going cash out what? How many stocks do I own? I'm trying to read the packet. And I have no idea.
Yeah.
It just says company number, job number, here's your account.
What if you're a millionaire? What if Kevin has just got this packet that just has him, like, all of a sudden Kevin just doesn't come to work tomorrow. I was like, guys, I cashed out.
And they said, you know, time is critical. Your immediate attention is necessary. If you don't cash out within, like, the end of the month, it's going to just revert back and stay in the market.
Yeah.
And I'm going, but here's the thing. It's Paramount. That's a good company.
For now.
Yeah.
Hannah trying to scare
it's
him?
True. Well, for
You've
now.
You've got to figure out how to log in somewhere.
Yeah. They don't
There's
tell
no
you
information.
That.
There's
Alex, no information.
There's
no information. You got the
same packet. No, I want to say, seriously, I think it was like 68 cents.
That's it?
Yeah, it was like something insane.
No.
It was like cents.
I was thinking
like,
he's retiring early. I was thinking at least a couple thousand.
Well, no,
I was too.
It's definitely not a couple thousand.
you know what I thought when I heard of this? I thought this is fake. Just throw it away.
Well, honestly,
I don't think it's fake.
No, it's
I mean,
like
it looks
comes legit.
Legit.
Like,
it's
I think it was hand delivered.
It was huge. Yeah, it's
from a pigeon.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's honestly
from an owl, like in Harry Potter.
If I'm being completely honest, I seriously had no clue what it was. I just gave it to my dad and I said, "Hey, like, you gotta see what this is. I don't know anything."
So
about
did
this.
Your dad do
yeah,
any
did
research?
Did he look at it?
I think he gave it to the tax accountant guy and was like, "Hey, can you tell us what this is? We're
and
waiting
then that
on an
guy
answer."
It was jumped to an island somewhere and, and we don't know where.
Well, I'm locked in now.
Yeah,
but the other issue is okay. They give you an envelope to sign all this massive paperwork to sign and put back. The envelope isn't big enough for this.
Did you bring the whole? Did you?
No,
bring
I did
the,
not. I
no,
did not
dude,
bring
it's
the script.
Like,
more?
Yes. No, it's like it's.
That's a big packet he's got, guys.
It's a novel. I would say it's probably 300 pages.
And it doesn't tell you how many stocks you own in the 300 pages.
It doesn't tell me
you read all 300 pages.
It's
got
to tell you like how to log in. That's all I'm thinking.
There's no like here's the website.
I don't think they even had the internet back when Kevin started here.
Yeah. It's a lot of
it's physical money somewhere.
A lot of legal lingo, I think.
This is crazy. Okay, I think since both of you got it,
let's weigh in.
One of you cash out now. And one of you
keep
the stock.
Keep it rolling.
Yes, and we'll see who has more money, and then I'll get a share.
Was Paramount part of CBS?
Yes, CBS owned. It was under the Viacom umbrella.
You guys could own like Yellowstone.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's how that works. Yeah.
That's how. Yeah. So Kevin Costner now works for you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come back about what happened with Yellowstone. And
right. And you know, hey, I could 1923. I could give it another season.
Yeah.
If I want to make that happen.
I swear, I'm gonna still tell myself it was a movie script. I'm not kidding. I saw
so
Paramount.
Funny.
I'm like,
I mean, from
oh,
the
cool.
way it looks,
like,
it does look like it would be a movie script.
Oh, it's
well,
massive.
Well, you've
massive.
Come to the right place because at the end of this, I know that you know what to do now, right?
Yeah.
No, you got no advice from us. If anyone could text in and has any advice for Kevin, 314-531-9898, we will definitely take your advice. But we think Kevin's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right. There we go.
Or 68 cents richer.
How old is AB is the real question we have. This is a real question. How old are you and do you like to do crafting? 314-531-9898. I feel like crafting is an old person hobby. No shame. Not taking shots at anyone. I just feel like I don't know anybody who actually crafts when they're under the age of 65. I feel like that's, you know, you just like, you got time on your hands, you're retired, and you just start picking up your crafting era. But if you're in your mid-20s like AB, you don't craft, but AB is a crafter.
I am. Like, what type of crafting?
Minecraft?
Used to be in middle school.
Kraft mac and cheese?
I think once you're out of college, it's a free-for-all because all my friends started crafting.
No, people
like doing
no.
what though?
No, do they
like
really
scrapbooking?
Craft? I want to know if you're a real crafter. I got friends who have a craft room and they never touch it. Like, oh, I'm a crafter, but like, I want to see some production out of the crafts.
Well, I will say,
tell everyone who you were hanging out with this weekend.
Oh,
tell everyone because you're lying about your friends because you weren't hanging with your friend. You were hanging with who?
I was at Michael's for the fourth time in a week.
Yep,
I'll
and
put
who
that
was
out
there.
Oh wow.
And I was in the ribbon aisle, and I was trying to figure out, I was making this craft for one of the bachelorette trips I have to plan. And so I was in this aisle for 35 plus minutes. Like, that is not exaggerating. Trying to figure out what 5 colors to choose.
Yep.
And
I
sit on the floor in there, and I'm just like sprawled out. I bring my AirPods. I'm like watching a show. I can spend hours in Michael's.
With who?
So
don't.
I'm in the ribbon aisle. There was a woman probably like 80 plus.
That's her new bestie, Hannah. You're out.
Yeah.
Also in this ribbon aisle for as long as I was.
Gertrude, and AB hanging out instead of you, Hannah.
That sounds like prison to me. And well, I started talking to her because I was like,
sure,
I was like,
nice.
Wow, we're both really indecisive. Like, we've been here so long. And she was like, yeah.
and we started talking. She was like, what are you making? And I was showing her, and she was showing me, and it was a whole thing. And then when I walked away, I started thinking, like, that is literally me in 50 years. Like, I just met the future me at Michael's.
She's 80, because that's what 80-year-olds do. They craft. That's who you were hanging out with. I don't know anyone actually building stuff.
I
like
have
crafting.
Friends that knit and sew. And
how
do
many
everything.
Blankets have they got? I don't got no blanket from them.
You know,
I do. I want productivity from you. No one's calling in.
I have to agree with AB. I'm in my mid 20s as well.
You've never crafted in your life.
Correct. I'm not a crafter, but I'm not like everybody else. Like, my sister, when she was in her 20s, started knitting.
Yeah.
People do, like, all this stuff. Yes.
It's like, once you're done going out, that's what you do.
But I think I disagree. I think it starts when you go out, because it all starts when everybody starts turning 21 and you got to make the shot books. And everybody has to go.
That was my favorite part of college. It was basically scrapbooking.
I think it starts there, and then people have to start doing stuff for bachelorette parties. So then, if you're a girl in your mid 20s, yeah, you're basically part crafter, except me, because I just pay someone else.
Yeah, but those shops have kind of gone by the wayside. Sarah used to scrapbook all the time
for 80-year-olds.
Well,
they're dying off. Those people are just dying off. Like, we're losing them, man.
Sarah's mom and Sarah's aunt, they quilt. They've got the big quilting machine, but here again, they're in their 70s.
Pretty much everyone I know is making digital scrapbooks now, too.
Right, that doesn't count as crafting.
Because it's a lot cheaper.
That doesn't count as crafting, though. That's cool.
Yeah, it does.
That's hip. No, that's not hanging out with, what was her name? What's an old person name?
Eleanor.
Hanging out with Eleanor and Michaels, okay? You go into Michaels and you don't see anyone who doesn't like have a retirement like keychain going on, like boom, like retirement.
Them and me.
Yeah. 314-531-9890. How old are you? And do you craft? And what kind of crafts are you doing? And do you need a friend that's in their mid-20s like AB? We'll take your calls after Hosier on Y98 St. Louis. We're still commercial-free all morning long. You can catch AB crafting at the retirement home, just hanging there, playing some bingo, and talking about the good old days. We are commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. AB is in her crafting era. She likes to craft, and even this past weekend, she was spent hours at Michael's, multiple visits, and the only person in the store hanging out on the aisle for 35 minutes chatting it up was 80-year-old, Bertha.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Besties.
Besties. And I just feel like people say they craft. Everyone's got a craft room, but it just collects dust.
My best friend London just texted me, "I'm about to throw hands. I know this man is not hating on crafting. It's giving jealous."
I like crafting. I actually hate crafting. I want to take that back. I hate to craft.
I want to be a crafter.
I suck
it's
at it.
It's so fun.
But if people are good at it, I dig it. I just feel like people think they're crafters, and then really, the people who take it serious are only the Michael's 80-year-old lady. It's just 80-year-olds in retirement. People, when you get in your 20s, there's nobody really crafting. You said there's somebody on the line that takes crafting even to the next level, though?
Yeah, Bree texted in. She's 25. She calls herself a crafting hobby hopper. She says that she junk journals, makes bracelets, crochets, T-shirts, all the things. She says, "I agree with you, Hannah. You do it for college parties, bachelorettes, and then once you start, you're stuck doing it. I do one craft for a few months, and then I switch over to something else."
I know a junk journaler, and they're crazy.
Wow, that's intense.
They just collect junk everywhere you go.
I mean,
this is making me feel like either young or old, I don't know.
I'm in an island by myself that I'm like the only 20-something who doesn't craft.
I'll literally be with her, and she's collecting trash from a restaurant.
You got to be like, for real?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, I just feel like back in my day, we did bar hop, and they're like, no, we're just going to different Hobby Lobbies and Michael's for you guys. Let's, hey, man, I just heard
drinking
about this.
Drinking out, crocheting supplies.
I got the yarn.
Yeah, I just heard about this new yarn that just got released. Man, I can't wait for the big drop. You know, it used to be like waiting for shoe drops.
Right,
now it's
exactly.
Like, yeah, this yarn ball that's coming out. Yeah, waiting outside. Why is it line? New iPhone? No, they got yarn coming out. Kara, you craft. How old are you?
I'm 25. I diamond art. I am obsessed. I think I've done like 7 of them, and it is my like downtime passion project.
My sister does that, and she has a diamond art table, a diamond art light.
What is a diamond art? Yes. As a non-crafter here.
It's very
like a paint by number, but with diamonds.
Yes.
It's very particular.
Okay.
Takes a long time.
That sounds miserable. You just sit there and awesome. Paint each number?
No, it's cool. I admire it. I just can't do it.
Man. Times have really changed.
Yeah,
the cool kid. You know, like times like change. Like you know, like when they always do those like throwback stuff. Like all the nerds are the cool kids, right. And like in the shows. Like, yeah, man, where's the cool kids table at? Oh, they're over there.
The crocheting.
They're
doing the
diamond art. They're doing the diamond art. Exactly. Like what happened? Yep. Christina, you're how old are you? And you're a crafter.
Yes, I'm a crocheter, and I am 44.
What is crocheted? So like what do you like? Oh, did you see all the cool kids over there in the corner doing the crocheting? Like, what?
How often do you do this?
Every day, or I get crabby. Oh. I have to crochet every day for at least a little while, and it just calms my nerves. And I've been doing it since I was about 10. My mom taught me, and I do a lot of donations. I actually have a really good friend who has her own nonprofit agency that we can donate things to, like crocheters and knitters. And she's got the hookup in St. Louis to get it to anybody who needs it. Blankets.
Wow. Who knew that there was like a group for you guys? Yeah. Like, hey, we're on the Facebook group.
No, I need
group.
To join this group. Yeah.
Gwen, how old are you and you're a crafter?
I'm 34.
Wow. And you spend time crafting. Doing what?
Not every just day. Sitting, I started really? When I was 8 years old when I made a quilt for my third grade teacher when she had a baby.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, that's awesome.
That's impressive.
Like I said, Gwen, I don't have any quilts in my studio right now. Why don't we have a Brad Maggio Show quilt?
Because you're hating on it. Yeah, you'll never get one.
It's because I think it's just going to people are like, well, oh, I'll make it for you. And it just sits there. You going to make me a quilt,
yeah,
Gwen?
Yeah, with that attitude, you're not worthy, you know?
Thank you. The crafters got game. Crafters unite.
The crafters unite. I love it. Really, you are a crafter?
Yes, I am a crafter. I am 38 years old. I've been doing this since my 20s. I've actually done, like, my niece's quinceañeras. I've done their kids' first birthdays, their gender reveals, their baby showers. I'm actually currently doing my friend's wedding from work. She's getting married this September, and I've actually picked up another craft of making ribbon roses bouquets.
Ooh.
I've been doing that, and also like doing the Cricut with the vinyl on the
good old Cricut
flax. I do a little bit of everything when it comes to crafting.
Would you be up to doing the Brett Mega Show quilt?
Yeah.
I've never done a quilt, so that's something I actually have on my Pinterest list of something to learn.
I'm just trying to make your
Pinterest dreams come true. Really, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I mean, I have like a lot of like pins on Pinterest. I have stuff on TikTok. I mean, I go through like different things. I love to learn. I'm a hands-on person. Mm-hmm. I work from home for the VA, so between the times that I'm like not picking up phones and stuff, I'll be like crafting in between. So
love that.
It's an everyday thing.
Well, thank you so much, and we can't wait to knock out that Pinterest board of crafts that you're going to do for the Brett Mega Show. We just want to make your dreams come true. That's what we're here for.
That's right.
Thank you so much for the call, really. Anna, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Your girl Kelly Clarkson, her TV era might be coming to an end. I'll explain why in just 3 minutes.
She's picking up crafting. She's too busy now.
Diamond art.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
If you are a fan of the Kelly Clarkson show, you better hold on to whatever episodes are left. Because rumor has it, Kelly Clarkson is looking to end her talk show era when her contract is up by the end of this year. NBC executives are doing everything they can to try and keep her around, though. They're searching ways to keep her on the network. And what I think is really interesting about this is earlier last month, Kelly took almost 2 weeks off of work due to, quote, personal reasons.
Yeah.
And now sources are saying that she's wanting to step down. So we had never heard of her, like, not wanting to extend her contract until now. And it's just kind of weird that last month she took 2 weeks off. A source close to her says Kelly's number one priority is her children, and they always will be. The show is grueling. It's a whole lot of work.
Yeah.
And I hear that Kelly would like to spend more time down south. So maybe it's just a point in her career that she wants to just focus on her kids and her family, but for all of her fans, it's sad. People love that show.
It doesn't surprise me, though, because the show used to be in L.A. She moved to New York so she could be closer to the down south, like the Carolinas, because that's where her family's from. So she's already done this once. Is she moved to from the West Coast to the East Coast, and she's like, well, it's a quicker plane ride, it's easier. But I think I literally thought that when she moved to New York, and I'm like, it's still a plane ride away. It's so far from like your families in North Carolina and South Carolina and the Carolinas where they're from. And I'm like, I wonder how that's going to go. And then she was just on a recent podcast where she was like, I hate that school functions happen in the middle of me working. So I think she does hate missing things. It is interesting, though, because I think there's other ways for Kelly to connect. I could easily see Kelly doing like a podcast, which takes a lot less production. Yeah. And she could probably do it in a production studio, which they could build out pretty easily for her, and do it from the comfort of her own home. Like, I could see her doing something different. Like, she's done the talk show thing for a long time.
I do believe that she has such a large, like, loyal fan base, Brett Mega being the biggest one, that they would follow her to no matter what platform she was on. So I do agree with you, Brett, that a podcast would be like a really good way for her to stay connected and not be like completely off the grid. So I guess we'll see at the end of the year whether she signs or not. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Oh, man, and I'm probably not going to be able to go home after this next segment here.
Uh-oh.
It's the Brett Mega Show. Probably shouldn't be talking about it. But I think I'm in the middle of some neighborhood drama. And it is so me. Like, I have found myself in the middle of neighborhood drama on accident because I don't think or think about anything that other people would be worried about. I just kind of go about my day. So I will describe the lady who lives next door to me as Miss Pat. Her house is like broken down. We drop off food to her all the time. It's like falling apart. And then there's a lady that lives behind us, and she has a pool. And some people call her hot neighbor. Not me.
I've met both of these people.
Yeah. So you've met the neighbor. Pool neighbor, super nice, like overly nice person. They have these two, she has these two little dogs and listens to like music. I actually love her taste of music. She listens to Ed Sheeran. She's a big Ed Sheeran fan. So I like Ed Sheeran. And she hangs out at her pool all the time. And so I've actually never been over there once in my entire life. But every single time the kids want to go over and say hi to the dogs. And like the kids are obsessed and the dogs like wait for the kids. So we probably go over there. I don't know, like when we're outside 3-4 times a week, the kids go over there, say hi to the dogs. I say, hey, how's your life going? She's like, oh, I'm dealing with some stuff. And we just go about our day. It's like 10 minutes of my life every single day. Never think about it.
Uh-oh.
But apparently the lady next door and her are having drama over the Ed Sheeran music.
Miss Pat? Mm.
No, like this other lady. Oh. So her neighbor, she does not like that she plays Ed Sheeran. I didn't know this, but Miss Pat's house is falling apart. And so during those storms, like her gutter's about to come off and it's like whacking against the house. And my whole house was looking at this. And I'm like, my son's like, should we go over there and help Miss Pat? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I hear a knock at the door and it's the lady who lives next door to the pool lady. She typed up a letter to me and she said, hey, I know you're friends with the pool lady.
Ooh.
Like, but Miss Pat's house is going to fall apart and that could be dangerous for you and your kids. Hands me the letter like I got served like from a lawyer.
Jeez.
And then she goes to walk away and she's like, hey, I know you're friends with the pool lady, but some of us actually care. And I'm like, I'm not friends with the pool lady. The pool lady's lady is very nice. I don't know if I would consider her a friend. She's invited me to use her pool and I've thought about using it multiple times. And I thought to myself, this summer, I'm going to take her up on that. But I'm not in this middle of this drama. Apparently, they have had disputes over the music being too loud, like calling the cops, yelling at each other. I want nothing to do with this, but I apparently have taken a side. And
what is
What's the letter say?
The letter was, be aware. Like, she didn't even tell me. She wrote it in a letter form, typed it up because she didn't want to talk to me, that, hey, Miss Pat's house is falling down. Watch out for it. I know you're friends with the... And put that in there. Put it literally in the letter. I know.
So, caution, your neighbor's house is falling down. And I know you're friends with the hot pool girl.
Yeah, but I think she was saying like, I'm one looking out for you. You should pick a side. I think she was trying to convert me to her side.
Wow.
I think that was her like letter saying, hey, I'm the neighbor who actually cares.
Well, now you're definitely involved.
Yeah, now I'm involved. Right. I don't want to be anything to do with
that. And you are friends with the pool lady. You can't say you're not. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like, I mean, yeah. I know, like a loose term
your
of friends.
Your side's
like,
been taken.
I know.
There's nothing you can do.
I think what you need to do is go fix Miss Pat's house.
I know, I'm going to. I've asked Miss Pat.
And play Ed Sheeran while you do it.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like,
I got a pretty good sound system.
You two don't get along.
Maybe Alex should go and play Ed Sheeran live.
I do a whole Ed Sheeran set. Wouldn't that be something? Just set up on the front porch and just rip
it. No, you're
going
to get me in trouble. Is she going to come after me too? But yeah, so I want nothing to do with any of their drama. But the pool lady does have some really nice dogs. So I am team, like, you know, dogs with the kids, I guess. And I'm going to bring Alex over to the next pool party. And you're going to be part of the drama too. But I'm somehow in the middle of drama.
You know, yeah. I thought this story was going somewhere else. What? I have a dark mind. I don't know.
Somebody dies?
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving, where we cover all the trending stories. I put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read off some headlines, and Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. You'll be up to date with everything in 2 minutes. Like creative ways to get petty revenge on an ex, Hannah.
I love anything petty.
So a TikTok influencer recently asked her followers, hey, what are some petty revenge suggestions you have? And some of them were hilarious and awesome. Like, one example that was probably my favorite is if you share like a Netflix or Disney account with your ex, mm-hmm. and you can see that they maybe like started a show, you just type in a massive spoiler into the suggestion notes, or it says that. So you'd be like, Glenn dies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you could type in things into Netflix. So then when they go to watch the show
bar,
in the search bar, yep.
Ooh. I would do that, and then I would go back in and like reorder, like say that they were on like season 2. I would go to like the season finale and like mm-hmm. pause it right before something big happened, and they wouldn't know. They'd press it, and then the show would be ruined.
Good idea too, yes. Other things that people said, they sign them up for Scientology. You could fill out a form saying they prefer to be contacted by phone and they work overnights, so the best time for them to call is 3 a.m.
Whoa.
Yep, that's pretty...
That's sick.
Some people say they hid a raw shrimp inside a curtain rod and then screwed the cap like back on.
That's so bad.
And then the smell was so bad and they could not find the smell in their house. That was another way.
I've heard of many like things, but I've never heard of the shrimp in the curtain rod. I'm going to write that down.
My sister repainted her kitchen cabinets before the divorce was final, purposely stuck long hairs in the paint everywhere.
Oh wow.
Yep. I started leaving cheese slices on someone's car under their windshield wipers while they like leave their parking tickets. All petty ways to get back at an ex.
Wow, guys.
That took up the whole 2 minutes, but I think it was worth it, actually.
Hey, shrimp in the curtain rod. Got it.
Hannah's got some notes to write down.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We've all been patiently waiting 2 weeks to watch Glee and review it. On the Brett Maga Show, every single member of the show has picked a different TV show. And interesting enough, most of us have not seen the shows that the other mm-hmm. members have picked, and then we pick one episode from that show and watch it. No better way to really get to know someone is like through their favorite TV shows, bonding through TV shows. And it's so interesting because each of us who picked a show really did pick a show that really kind of showcases our personality. Like, you know, Hannah picked the most dramatic episode I've ever seen in my entire life mm-hmm. with Grey's Anatomy and Flight, and that's very Hannah. And Kevin picked, you know, something nostalgic, like, you know,
The Mandalorian, The Rescue.
Yep.
So good.
And it just takes you back. And one of the things about AB is she loves musicals.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, I think, said it best this morning during the pre-show show. This isn't her favorite show. This is her life.
It is.
And it was life. What episode did we have to review, AB?
It was in season 2, Blame It on the Alcohol.
This show's crazy.
Yeah.
I did not think this was going to be... I had no idea. I had never seen a second of Glee. This is what I knew about Glee. It's about a Glee club. I thought it was going to be lighthearted and silly, and I thought it was going to be like High School Musical. So much so that like when the kids weren't, I watched it when my kids were sick this weekend. I was like, you know what? We could do some extra TV time. Why don't we watch that episode of Glee
Oof.
That AB suggested even with the kids? And my wife's like, Glee is like, has like really like groundbreaking episodes. Like, you have no idea what you're about to watch, huh, Brett? I said, no, clearly not.
I mean, the whole first season is about teen pregnancy. So
yeah, I did not know that.
There's a lot of stuff. Spoiler alert!
So this is all about underage drinking. Good thing I didn't throw it on with the kids. No idea what I was getting myself into. Did you guys know?
I've seen a few episodes of Glee. Right. Yeah, I always watch it, though, not for necessarily the plot like AB may be watching for. I just I always liked to see what song they were going to break into.
Okay.
And that's what I really liked about the episode.
What did you like, huh?
I liked the fact, and I've watched Glee here and there, is the fact that it's not like they're just walking around and the song breaks out.
Right.
There are reasons for certain songs. It was like, oh, that makes sense. They're at a bar. They're singing karaoke. There's a song.
They did blame it on the elk call in the middle of school. The kids were drinking in the hallways. It was wild.
Yeah, I goes, wait, they're performing this for the teacher? I was like, yeah.
And yeah, this is crazy. This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. They were like twerking and the teacher was like.
Yeah, they're like bent over. Yeah, I mean.
What was happening?
Yeah. So AB and I had a Glee party because I've never seen Glee and this is AB's life. So she was really excited. And I loved it because I got to ask all the questions.
Yeah, about there was a
Glee.
Lot of relationships mm-hmm. that I didn't
and
know about.
Yeah, every time she would explain something to me, I would just laugh because it was so crazy. I wasn't expecting to like the show at all, honestly. Like musical theater isn't exactly my favorite thing. And I don't know. AB and I have completely different tastes when it comes to that type of stuff, so I wasn't expecting to love it. I could see myself being a Gleek now.
Really?
Yeah.
A Gleek? Is that what, is that what you're supposed to call it?
Yeah, you're a Gleek.
I think it's just like a really light show to watch. I mean, there is
no, there
like
was nothing light about it. It was definitely heavy.
But it's like funny. It's funny.
For mm-hmm. someone who likes Grey's Anatomy where they kill off everybody.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like where there's like blood and gore that I'm used to, this show seems like really light and funny. But I swear that the Glee teacher is Justin Timberlake.
I think like a big misconception is that the whole thing is musical centric.
Yes. Learn that.
The majority of the songs, like obviously, yes, there's songs for musicals, but there's normal songs too. Like they were singing Kesha.
Yeah,
it's normal.
It's like covers.
Yes.
So I
$KE
didn't know that either. Walking in, I thought it was all going to be like their own made up songs, and then but AB is referenced like, oh, that's from Glee. So I've always been like kind of confused. I'm like, is it like in the background? And so they do covers.
The Glee versions are great.
Yeah,
I got them on Apple Music. I got a whole Glee play track.
But they're always trying to win sectionals.
They are.
That was like a thing.
That's
it
a big
like.
Deal.
It's kind of like Pitch Perfect. It's a little.
No, it was Pitch Perfect is light. This was intense. They were drinking. They were drinking down the hallway.
That doesn't mean it's not light.
It
That's
does,
funny.
It does seem a little Pitch Perfect, like, but drawn out to an entire TV series.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And they use that. They use their blame it on the alcohol to have the message of.
To throw up everywhere?
Well, not to drink because of that. It all worked out at the end.
My favorite part about that episode, though, is my kids were throwing up that weekend.
Yeah.
And then it ended with like more throw up. I'm like, man, I just cannot escape throw up right now. What the hell is going on? But yeah. But overall, do we enjoy it? Enjoy it?
Yeah,
very much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Makes me happy.
I'm thinking about building a stage in my basement after watching it.
Yeah.
We're Gleekers now.
Yeah.
Hannah said she enjoyed it, but there's actually something she needs to address about the party. There was an issue at the party. We'll explain what the issue she had with UAB right after Imagine Dragons. Oh, you thought Hannah just had the best time at your little Glee party, didn't you, AB? You thought everything went perfect. You had a little party, a little sleepover. Every single week, a different member of the show has been picking out an episode of one of our favorite shows, so you get to know us better, one of our favorite shows. And AB had picked out Glee, and it's like, Hannah, you know, why don't we have a girls' night? You guys did it right before like opening day, and then another night. Did you guys do it twice?
We did two spendies last night or last week.
Two spendies.
Yeah, last week.
Well, I apologize then for you, Hannah, because that must have sucked for you both times because you had a big issue with the party that you had. AB, do you have any guesses of what went wrong?
No.
Really? Because
no?
She didn't think
you
your hospitality was great.
Me.
No, she had an issue with something you did. So you have no guesses.
I complained to you about this.
Would you have no blanket or something?
Worse. Well, yeah, no.
Worse.
I didn't have
it was worse.
I didn't have a blanket.
I made her sleep on the floor.
Sorry. I didn't have a blanket for different reasons. So we always joke around with AB about how she's like really cheap. And I always thought that was funny until I was at her apartment and she wouldn't turn on the AC and it was literally like 78 degrees when we were trying to sleep.
Oh my God.
That is not what happened. Wow. I had to ask her. I said, AB, can you please turn on the AC? It's so hot. So she did and she got up and she turned on the AC. It's like, okay, great. I'm falling asleep.
Because you were just sweating at this point.
I was hot. And all of a sudden, like 20 minutes later, AV gets back up, turns the AC on. It was only on for 20 minutes.
did it. Okay. This is how I
see it. How hot do you keep your apartment?
This is how I see it. It was like one of those days where it was like really hot during the day, but then it was going to get cold at night. And so we had a conversation. Hannah and my sister slept over. And so I was like, well, someone look up the it was too hot. So then I turned the AC on. And then I was
20
like,
minutes.
And then I was like, well, someone look up what the temperature is supposed to be tonight. Like, are we going to wake up freezing? And so my sister looked it up and she was like, it's going to be like 45 degrees. So I was like, oh, I need to turn the heat back on.
The heat back.
But we had a full conversation about it because I was like, I actually don't know what to do. We're in this like weird, like medium space.
Hannah said she was up all night sweating, like literally in a sauna.
I took my clothes off.
I think
just splashing water on her face while you were snoring.
I think that's Hannah's problem, and she should have just gotten up and changed it.
I'm not gonna get up at your apartment and touch the thermostat. I don't care.
We had a conversation about the whole.
You can't touch someone's thermostat,
and I said touch it.
What do you keep it at though? 78 is what she said. That's hot.
I feel like I normally try to keep it at like 71, but when it's like weird and I don't know whether to keep it on heat or cool, it's a free-for-all.
I do 71 70. What do you guys?
I go like 68.
68?
Oh, man. We're like in the low 60s if I'm lucky. Low 60s. Yeah.
I mean, my house is usually igloo, so I was in a different environment. I felt like an iguana.
Wow. And she said,
anyone is open
opening
to
up the freezer. She was opening up the freezer, just putting like cold
anyone
peas.
Anyone can change my thermostat. And AV literally had a heated blanket on, and I had to roll up my pants and like take off my shirt to sleep. No blanket, just laying
just
there.
Just dripping in sweat.
I showed up to opening day with pit stains.
Early onset menopause is very real.
I know.
When they had to do it a second night because of opening day, we didn't review Glee, so we waited an extra week. So they had to do it a second night. Hannah was like,
would you bring a fan?
Yeah.
I actually stuffed ice packs in my spend the night bag.
We're going to find out what show Alex has picked out for us to watch right after Tate McRae while we're commercial free on Y98. It's been fun to bond with different members of the Brett Magus Show over our favorite TV shows. Every single week, we pick out one of our favorite shows and say, hey, this is the one episode I want you to watch. You watch the episode. It's really fun for us to kind of go back into our favorite episodes and watch them ourselves, and then having your friends watch them and bond over them is cool. Like, I've never seen a single second of Glee. Now I know Glee. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's cool. Yep. So, Alex, you get to pick this week's episode and this week's show.
Yeah, and I thought about this because, something I put out there kind of started this conversation, and the time has come. It's not necessarily my favorite show of all time, but I was serious when I said this might have been the best episode of any TV show that I've literally ever seen.
What?
And it's Paradise, episode 7. And obviously, this is the first season.
You're
going to
have them watch episode 7?
Wow.
I am.
Is that,
what's
that,
Paradise?
Is
you're
going to
have
crazy?
No idea what's going on.
But you're
going
to feel every emotion that you could possibly feel in a single episode of any TV show ever. St. Louis's own Sterling K. Brown stars in the show.
It's a new show that just came out.
Yeah,
they
what
just
is it
had
about?
Their,
you have a week, obviously, to do this, so I would recommend
watching
the whole thing up until episode 7. But it is just, it'll absolutely blow you away.
It's funny because I've wanted to dabble into Paradise because it's getting such great reviews and just got renewed for a season 2. And everyone talked about episode 7 of season one of Paradise. It just blows your mind. And so even AB, you're going to make them watch episode 7?
It's called The Day.
So is this going to ruin it, though? Because if we wanted to watch
it. Yes, it will. So, Brett, if you don't want it ruined, you're going to have to start
gotta,
at the page.
Episode 1.
This is karma for me because you know how I feel about spoilers. I don't care. So I'm going to be like, come back. I'm so pissed. All the spoilers.
It will maybe. It definitely will spoil it a little bit. But I think that you'll get the idea of like, man, I want to go back to watch the entire show now because of how you'll feel after. Like, Brett, Kevin, especially for you guys, like having like a wife and kids, like you're gonna, you're gonna just,
I don't know what
you're
gonna
be
into here.
Yeah, like if you aren't crying by the end of this show or like shedding some tears, I'm gonna seriously have to have you get checked out.
What a tease. You know what's interesting is I've wanted to watch this show, so if episode 7 can just recap it for me and I feel like I got the whole show in one episode, that would be great.
Yeah, and I mentioned crying. The other thing that sticks out about this show and that makes you upset is when you're running the bracket at work, and there's actually only two people in the entire office that haven't paid yet for the bracket.
Mm.
Do you have any guesses who those two people are?
I have a guess.
By chance?
No.
It's me and Brett.
I got my money right here, though. I don't do Venmo.
Brett
I got the cash.
It said on the email, Venmo only in all caps.
Well, I got cash, bro, right here.
Yeah, so the rules committee did get together, and the money does need to be collected.
I love how he waited to out you out until he was on air. Yeah. Yes. What is this?
And I love how I have old school cash right here, though. Don't I have old school cash?
It's not accepted.
Yeah, this was, you
Venmo
know,
only.
Well,
it was thought about. Trisha, Charles, we convened and we got the spreadsheets and we're like, we're missing $20. Right. Like, where are the
maybe
other two?
Maybe Venmo for me.
What are we doing here?
I don't want your cash. You get it? I am not helping you.
No,
I'll
never help you anything Venmo-wise.
Thanks for hanging out with us all morning long on the Brett Magus Show. We appreciate you. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Two of Hollywood's favorite girls, Ellen Pompeo and Taylor Swift, did the sweetest little collaboration. I'll tell you all about it at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
My girl, Ellen Pompeo, other known as Meredith Grey, recently joined the Jennifer Hudson Show and revealed how Taylor Swift really is like a good of a person as we all imagined her to be. So Ellen actually shared a story from a while ago about how she was asked to be on the set of the Bad Blood music video back in the day and said the experience was awesome. It only took like an hour or two. It ran super smoothly, was so much fun, and it gained her credit, like with her kids at the same time, because everybody loves Taylor Swift. But the best part about this is the experience was so good that Ellen felt so comfortable, like with Taylor on Taylor's set, that Ellen went up to Taylor. Keep in mind, this was like the first time they had met, and asked Taylor if she would be comfortable donating money to the music program at the Los Angeles Children's Hospital, because that's where Ellen like volunteers and spends a lot of her time. And it's this like great program where music is like sang and performed to babies in the NICU whose parents go to work.
Beautiful.
And Ellen was really passionate about that. And she was like, you know what? I should ask Taylor if she wants to be a part of this. And Taylor, without even blinking an eye, cut a huge check to donate to this music program at the Los Angeles
wow.
Children's Hospital. And I think that really shows so much about, one, who Ellen is, that she's a part of something so amazing.
And the fearlessness to go and ask for
right.
money to somebody.
Right. And then, of course, it shows Taylor Swift about how amazing of a person she is, that she had known Ellen for like 20 minutes and then wrote a huge check and trusted her enough that this was like a great cause, and it is.
There are so many stories like this with Taylor Swift. If she just cares and does the things that she claims she's going to do, which
yep.
is writing handwritten thank you letters to people, putting her money behind causes, and just having the biggest heart ever. And it's no wonder that Taylor Swift's the biggest artist on the planet, mm-hmm. and it's not even close.
Yep. Yeah, I love
Taylor.
This story. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can guess the Mega Mind question of the day on the Red Mega Show. The most popular non-traditional Christmas gift is a puppy. Like, beyond like candles, Starbucks gift card, ornament. Someone opens up a Christmas and it's a puppy. What's number two?
Ooh.
Okay. I don't know why this came to my mind. Maybe it's because I always wanted this when I was younger and I never got it. I'm going to say trampoline.
Trampoline. Go outside. Big old trampoline in the backyard.
Yeah.
Good guess.
My mom lied to me and said that our neighborhood wouldn't allow them.
Sounds like you need to unpack some issues. That's why you're taking shots here.
Non-traditional. I'm going to say a family portrait.
Family portrait. All right. Alex.
I'm going to say some sort of... like reveal that, like, you know, you're somebody in the family's having a child.
Oh, like a baby. Hey.
A big announcement.
We got a puppy
picture,
or a baby.
Like, right, yeah.
I feel like I'm thinking like really non-traditional, but for some reason my brain is going to like when you buy someone like a star.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
like a
like
big
you name
yeah.
a star
you
after
a star?
Them or something.
Okay.
It is a big gift gesture. So think about that. Big gift gesture. Most popular non-traditional Christmas gift is a puppy. What's number two?
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. The most popular non-traditional Christmas gift, puppy. A little puppy underneath the Christmas tree. That's adorable.
What is number two? I did say it's a large gesture. People text in some guesses.
Nurse Taylor texted in and said a vacation, and then Dave texted in and made me laugh. He says, I'm going to guess a car, although I don't know a single person that has ever gotten a car for Christmas, but that's what they always show in the car commercial.
Yeah. I was thinking that too. Yeah. Like, that right. Was, come outside and there's like a big boat. I'm like, who did this? Mm-hmm. Who? What Santa do they know that could give somebody a car?
Literally.
It is big, and the first person's not wrong, but it's a very specific vacation that handout. Number two is a trip to Disney.
Oh, wow. That's really convenient.
Yeah, that's convenient because I know someone going to Disney tomorrow.
Tonight/tomorrow.
Wow. AB is headed to Disney.
Get your ears on.
It was not a Christmas gift, though. Santa did not drop off
a
trip.
It's a lot of money.
Mega Minds.
You ever wonder, what are the odds that this I will face some sort of danger in my life?
All the time. I'm super anxious.
I do think that people do that. Like, all of a sudden, they'll just come up with these thoughts in our heads. Like, oh, my God, something crazy could easily happen to me. I bet the odds are really good. Someone actually looked at all of these, like, dangerous, weird, crazy, interesting things, and they wrote a book about it. It's called Danger Ahead, The Risk You Really Face in Everyday Life. And it gives you the odds that you could face, like, some random things of danger. Like, what are the odds your TV will catch on fire and just, like, explode? One in 7,500.
Okay.
So, like,
that's not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You'll be forced to leave your home because of a flood. One in 4,000.
I was going to say, living here, I think that's high.
Yeah. I mean, I do think there's a lot of that. Yep. You know, like, when a cartoon, there's a cartoon where every time they're hammering, they hit their finger.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
What are the odds that when you're hammering, you're going to just bust a finger?
Pretty high.
One in 3,000. It's not.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
It's not I feel as like often. I've done that.
I know, but yeah. I would think it would be close.
Right.
But there are things that will surprise you. Like your doctor is not really a doctor. What do you think the odds? You go to the doctor, you sit down, and this doctor is the
I speaker. Hope one in a million.
Yeah.
One in 50.
50?
What?
50, guys.
Okay, so.
Is that right? I was like, what?
Because maybe they're a nurse practitioner, or maybe they're a nurse, or maybe they're going to become
like
a doctor.
Everything's fake. Medical school? I say that all the time.
Right. That's
Hannah
crazy.
Does say this all the time. Hannah's, guys, I hate to say
everything's
this.
Fake.
Hannah's
don't trust
right.
anyone.
Yeah. One in 50, the odds your doctor is not a real doctor.
Wow. He's a schmuck. Is that a bad word?
That's crazy.
I don't know if you're allowed to say that.
I don't think you can say that.
Oh, well, there you go. You have an operation that requires a hospital stay sometime this year.
Ooh.
One in 12.
I was going to say that's high because a lot of people have babies.
Yeah, a lot of people have babies. Mm-hmm. People have different like surgeries. They just have to stay overnight. So one in 12 people have that. Your elderly mother will come live with you. One in 9.
Nine?
Wow.
Yeah. Someone's going to come back and live with
you. I'll tell you what, if that happens to me, that's bigger odds because my mom's been deceased for quite some time.
Your mother-in-law?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Jake, I was like, oh, God, I'm going to be one of the odds.
I'm going to be one of those odds. Sorry. Yeah.
And then the last one was one of my favorite. Your next meal will be McDonald's.
Oh, super high.
Yeah, it's 100%. Yeah, it's 1 in 8. But for AB, it is 100%.
Yeah.
The odds of my next meal is McDonald's.
1 out of 1.
Yeah, 1 out of 1.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.